This is RNIB Connect Radio. Now, what have you done over the past year of lockdown? Have you tried a new hobby? Have you learnt a new language? Have you read lots of books? Have you watched lots of TV shows? Caught up on all those films you've never seen? There are so many things that people are telling us they have done over the past year. For Nathan Tree, though, he decided he wanted to read in a different way. After experiencing further sight loss through his life, he decided it was time to learn Braille. And he joins me now to tell us all about his journey there and where he is 1 year on. Nathan, good to have you here on RNIB Connect Radio. Let's just start at the beginning. Why did you decide it was time to learn Braille?
That was actually a twofold thing. It had been on my radar for a while, but I saw a YouTube video for a mother in America who'd recently become visually impaired and found out, well, she couldn't read to her children. And in my head, I was like, well, I can't, when I have kids, I won't be able to read to them because I won't be able to read text off a screen fast enough, even though it's massive. And I don't want a robot doing that. So I want to be able to do that myself. And it seemed to be the only way I could think of that would do it. And secondly, I wanted to be able to read my read the hymns at my own wedding as well, as opposed to having to sit there and have everyone else sing them. So I'm hoping to get fast enough to be able to read them along whilst the wedding happens. Actually,
okay. So you said you were reading a little bit, but the screen on or the text on the screen was huge. So yeah. How much vision do you have?
Not a lot. I've got very little central vision, so I'm using peripheral vision and reading in about 8-9 times magnification on a 40-inch screen.
Wow. Okay.
Which it wouldn't be accessible like sitting next to a child on a bed and trying to read like that. It's very slow. So I wanted a faster way to be able to do it, but also I wanted to preserve my own literacy because reading audiobooks is great. But you never learn how someone's name is spelled or words that you don't know. You never find out how they're spelled if you just hear them. And I wanted to have more of a connection with what I'm reading than that.
So I guess I'm wondering why now? Why now with Braille? Have you been visually impaired your whole life?
I've been visually impaired since I was 19. I'm now 32. My vision is getting worse. So it just got to a point where I felt reading was getting a bit slower. But also, I actually started day one of lockdown. So when I wasn't commuting to my office anymore, I was thinking, I've got an hour and a half free every day. Mm. And I had the means to be able to learn Braille. So, and then suddenly I had the time. So I started literally the day Boris Johnson announced lockdown.
Wow. You just went for it. And you did it because you got your hands on the RNIB fingerprint course, didn't you?
I did, yeah. It was quite difficult, really. To begin with, I found it challenging to find out how to learn Braille. You know, I'd heard that children get taught it in school, so I was like, can I get someone to teach me? It turns out that was actually quite hard to find someone. And then someone recommended the fingerprints course, so I just ordered it right away and thought, I'll give this a go.
And how did you find learning with that? You know, it comes in audio, it comes with books as well. I know because I have it as well. I'm nowhere near as advanced as you are, Nathan, but I am working my way through it. But, you know, you do get the books. You need a Brailler, though, don't you? You need something to actually to type the Braille. So did you have access to something like a Perkins Brailler? Or
I had access to a Perkins Brailler, but I was actually using an app on my computer called Perky Duck, which is just it's a Braille input, so you can practice on that on the computer, and that worked for me. I didn't actually use a Perkins until last week, actually, when I decided to get the one from work and label out some things at home.
Well, that's interesting. So you did it all with the phone, because that's called Perky Duck.
Yeah, no, so it was on my laptop. So you use keys on the keyboard, FGH, J, K, and L, I think, and you type the Braille using those, and it comes up on the screen. And if I have it enlarged enough, I can see what I'm doing.
Wow. Okay. So you decided to learn Braille. We're now a year in, because, you know, we're talking a year after that announcement from Boris Johnson. So Where yeah. are you now with Braille? Where would you say your reading level is now with it?
So it's my comprehension's very good, but it's just improving speed, really. I can kind of now read to a level where I can read out loud, but it's a bit slow. So I'm hoping to be able to use it in presentations at work and things. I got luckily RNIB as well during the like height of the pandemic, when it was all coming together in the summer last year, were giving out grants for an Orbit reader, which is a piece of technology that gives refreshable Braille with a memory stick on it that had hundreds of books on it. So I used that to actually learn to read Braille books. It took me a while, but I did finish my first book, and I'm working my way through my second one at the moment, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and that was why you got in touch with us, wasn't it? Because you said, you know, you'd finished your first book. I mean, that it doesn't yeah. to most people, you go, wow, you finished the first book, but hang on, this is a whole new way of reading, and you did yeah. this in a year. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
It took a lot of time, and it still amazes me. Like, sometimes I'm reading and I can see my hand enough sometimes to go, I'm reading with that, and it just kind of amuses me in some ways that I've managed to do that. I've also just been granted an access to work application, well, a grant, so that I can use Braille tech to control my computer. So that, yeah, these skills are actually helping me in my career, which is really exciting.
And you've taken it a step further than that. You're now giving back as well, which I think is incredible. You're going to be teaching other people how to read Braille.
Yeah, so in two ways, really. So I volunteer for a national charity called Look, who help families and young people with vision loss. And I've been volunteering with them to help teach parents of children who will be learning Braille to read Braille by sight so that they can help their children in school and things like that. And then secondly, we're looking at where I work at the Oxfordshire Association for the Blind, how we can help our clients to learn Braille and introduce them to Braille in different ways and different technology that they can use with it as well.
It sounds like you're a busy man, but it does sound that you're doing amazing work. And the fact that you're doing this is fantastic. I really need to pick up my socks and get on with grade two. And I need to stop putting it off. What would you say to people like me who are, you know, who have kind of gone through the grade one, you know, kind of getting by fine with that, but certainly knowing I could read faster with grade two, but just feeling maybe a little bit overwhelmed by it?
I think take it a step at a time. There is a lot to remember, but once you get to a level where you start reading a book, it all kind of fits into place. So just, yeah, don't push yourself too hard, and just take it easy, really.
Nathan, really lovely to talk to you. Well done for getting through the Braille and through the fingerprint course, and also well done for giving back as well. That means a lot to a lot of people, I'm sure, and will mean a lot to a lot of people going forward. Great to speak to you here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Brilliant.
And you can buy the RNIB fingerprint course to learn Braille yourself and maybe use that app, Perky Duck, or if you've got a Perkins Brailler available to you, then you can use that as well. You can also buy those from the RNIB shop as well. All you have to do is go to rnib.org.uk/shop, or you can call RNIB's helpline on 0303 123 9999. Or you can ask Alexa to call the RNIB helpline. This is RNIB Connect Radio.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created. But some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.